A sermon for Holy Cross Day, the 14th of September 2025. Holy Cross Day has its origins in the dedication of two churches in Jerusalem. One, what was believed to be the place of Jesus' death, the other, the place of his burial, and therefore of his resurrection. And its connection with a relic, what was to be believed to be the true cross, discovered by Helena, mother of the Emperor Constantine, and subsequently recovered from the Persians in AD 627, after they had removed it. The place, the Holy Land, the land where Jesus walked, and the relic, a physical object, remind us of particularity. That Christian faith is grounded in a particular person, Jesus of Nazareth, a particular place, and a particular point in history. And, especially in the Gospels and the rest of the New Testament, one particular event, the cross. Particularity sometimes causes us problems. What in the New Testament is rooted in the culture of the time, and therefore temporary, dispensable, and what is of God? How do we treat, for example, attitudes to women, things said about Jews, the place of slavery in New Testament times? But without particularity, our faith could be just a remote philosophy or a mystical spirituality. Paradoxically, particularity roots our faith in the here and now. God in Jesus showed his commitment to human life, as lived in the everyday. Christian faith has everything to do with life now, our particularity. It's not just pie in the sky when we die. That means that faith has everything to do with politics, how we order our society, and how we treat each other. The cross we celebrate today can stand as a sign of contradiction, contradicting a me culture, where our own preferences and attitudes have priority, contradicting worldly power and success, when the one we follow ended up not lauded and acclaimed, but taunted and crucified. Contradicting the petty things that we grab hold of or fight over. Put them alongside the cross and they fade into insignificance. Of course, the cross is shocking. An instrument of torture and death. But the cross has the power to shock us out of complacency or apathy or turning a blind eye. The cross also has an eternal dimension. It's the symbol of our atonement, the place of the working of our salvation. There are many ways of exploring atonement, none of them perfect. In the New Testament, we find the language of the courtroom, of slavery and freedom, of ritual sacrifice as practiced by the Jews. Here's one particular description from Yuri Dombrovsky. God did not dare forgive people from heaven. Such forgiveness would have been worthless. No, you step down from Mount Sinai. When they nail you to the cross to be exposed to shame and mockery, then ask yourself, do you love people as you did before? And if you can say, yes, I love them as before, just as they are, then you can forgive sins. That's the meaning of the fable of redemption.